rational to say that mercy is causeless? Does mercy depend on any factors? See, mercy being causeless does not mean that it does not have any cause. It simply means it does not depend on any cause. What is the difference between the two? Prabhupada gave an example. Once he had gone for a morning walk and there was a person near a pond. He was throwing some breadcrumb at some ducks in the pond, and he was throwing the breadcrumbs to all the ducks, but there was one duck which was quacking very loudly, quack 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 quack, and because the duck was quacking very loudly, this person was feeding that duck more. So Prabhupada said, this is like the causeless mercy of Krishna. He said, we all are calling out to Krishna. If we call out more, more urgently, more desperately, Krishna will give us more mercy. Now here, see, the person who was feeding the ducks, he has no obligation to feed the ducks. He may not even go to the pond. It is out of his kindness that he is feeding the ducks. And even if a duck is quacking more, he is again not obliged to feed that duck more. But it's reciprocal. There's no obligation, it's not obligatory, but it's reciprocal. You quack more, you give more. So similarly, Krishna's mercy is causeless in the sense that nothing we can do obliges Krishna to give us his mercy. So nothing, it's not like a business arrangement. You know, I have paid you this much money, now you have to give me this service. It's not like that. Krishna will give his service, Krishna will give his mercy based on his free will. But that does not mean it's arbitrary. If we endeavor more, Krishna will give us his mercy more. So we endeavor more, Krishna will give his mercy more, but it's not mathematical. It is reciprocal, but it is not necessarily proportional. It's not that because I have done more service, therefore I can demand more mercy from Krishna. It's causeless in the sense that no matter whatever we do, Krishna is not obliged to give us his mercy. Krishna gives us mercy as per his free will. He does reciprocate with us. Yetha maam prapadyante taam sathaiva bhajamyaham. As all people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So causeless means what we do does not oblige Krishna to give us mercy. So in that sense it is causeless. But that does not mean that there is nothing we can do to attract Krishna's mercy. We can serve diligently, and especially if we assist senior devotees, we please those who are dear to Krishna, then Krishna becomes very pleased with us. And we can attract his mercy more and more.